So 6 years since we've legalized marijuana, and I'm going to broaden that a little bit. You know, when we look at marijuana, you really have to look at both the recreational marijuana and the hemp aspect of it. And when I look at Colorado, looking back, what I wish we would have done, and it would have been hard to do because we were one of the first, is what safety elements could we have put in place? I feel like we had to kind of backfill a little bit there. We had to, you know, plug some holes. Anytime you have new laws coming out and new regulations, there's a lot of components that you have to look at to fix, and it's hard to fix them after the fact. So in retrospect, I wish we would have had some of this awareness that new states that are regulating and legalizing marijuana now know about, because we took the leadership in that. But now that we are the leaders, I think we should embrace what we can with it. And I think there's opportunities as one of the first states that legalized marijuana, first for medicinal purposes and then recreational. And now what that has led to is our hemp industry. I feel like let's take this role and really go with it. This could be an opportunity for us to have another economic base for our county. And we could be the leader in it. You know, if we look at the hemp industry and the possibilities not only of the CBD oils and the medicinal qualities, but if we also look at, you know, what you can do with hemp with manufacturing, we could go back to when hemp was a very strong manufactured item, whether it's materials, whether it's ropes, whatever we're looking at, and take that leadership and go, where can we bring that into our community and take advantage of what the possibilities are so that we're the leaders there instead of another state taking that leadership or another country.
After 6 years since marijuana been legalized here in the county, what is your feedback, Tom?
I have concerns. I think that in teenagers, youth using marijuana, there are health issues and there are emotional issues that come with that, especially if somebody is smoking or using marijuana on a daily basis. I think that is a concern. But it's also, you know, I think there's similar concerns with alcohol. And, you know, marijuana is it's a part of our business community now. It's a part of our culture. And so we just need to regulate it as much as possible. I was happy to hear at least the numbers from Youth Zone did not show an increase in marijuana use in the youth in our county. And, you know, I think the educational part, especially back to our youth, is very important. There are some good aspects of what's happened with marijuana, and that are some of the, with the medical marijuana, the Charlotte's Web, which helps with epilepsy and seizures, it helps that. So I think there are some things that are positive as well. So I think our voters voted 8 years ago on the use of marijuana in unincorporated Garfield County. So most of the use is in the municipalities, and a lot of the regulations are there within the municipalities.